Hey folks, it's Kirk Langford, General Manager at Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems USA. And today we're going to be talking about microlearning for manufacturing training. We're going to talk about what microlearning is, we're going to talk about why you might want to use it and why it can be beneficial in a manufacturing setting, and then I'm going to share some tips with you for microlearning. So the first thing, what is microlearning? It's a bit of a buzzword. You hear it and you see it a lot in the training or the L&D world right now. Well, what the heck is it? Well, really what it's doing is microlearning is all about taking big topics, big lessons, big ideas, and breaking them down into smaller, more digestible chunks. That's really what it's all about. Microlearning can be delivered in person, on site. It can be delivered virtually or online. And we do tend to see more of it online than I think anywhere else. It can be instructor led. So when we have an instructor or a facilitator in the room with us and taking us on it, or it can be self-paced like a lot of online learning. Any of those are possible. Let me give you an example. Maybe your organization has a course. It's generally a 10-hour course. The modules that you complete have to be done in a set order. And at the end of it, you get a nice shiny certificate that says you've completed this 10-hour course. With microlearning, we might take that one 10-hour course and break it into 10 one-hour courses. So we go from one course at 10 hours to 10 courses all an hour each. And we might be able to say, hey, instead of having to complete it in a specific order, we're gonna let you complete it in whatever order makes sense to you, whatever order is maybe most relevant for you, all right? So that's what it is. Now, why would you use it? What's the benefit? Well, there's a couple things here. There's a couple reasons why you might wanna use it in your organization. One of the first things we want to do is maybe look at an example of where microlearning can be helpful. Imagine you're a new supervisor, you got hired 8 months ago, and so far things have been going pretty well, things have been pretty consistent, your initial onboarding went well, you got a whole bunch of training when you started, but of course a lot of that kind of falls through the gaps as you get into it. And now 8 months later, the organization is rolling out their first big change initiative. And you're wondering, how can I get the buy-in from my team that I need to make sure that this change is successful? Well, with microlearning, you're likely able to find a small, short, maybe 30-minute course or one-hour course on how to lead change effectively on your team or change management for your team. So you go ahead, you take that little course, and right after that hour, you've got some practical tips and strategies in order to make sure that change initiative is going to be more successful on your team. So that's just one example of where having microlearning available can be really helpful as a supervisor or as a leader. All right. So why would we use it? Well, one of the things we want to think about is that microlearning tends to be what we call just-in-time training. So training that's specific to some sort of need that we have as a leader at a specific time. So I need to know all about how to drive change. Specifically, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take the course on change management. Or I'm dealing with some conflicts on the shop floor. I'm going to go ahead and take a short course in conflict management to make sure that my skills are up to snuff and that I'm going to be able to address these conflicts effectively as a leader. All right. Another thing about microlearning is that it's more engaging and rewarding for the learner. If you can imagine, there's a lot of, it can be a little bit daunting to find out you're going to have to take a 10 or 20 or 30 hour course. And you know, it's going to be all required in order to get to the end of the course and to graduate and all this. Whereas it's a little bit less daunting to think, oh, I have to take just a number of smaller courses, or I can sit down a half an hour at a time and actually get some really practical learning out of that. Another reason that micro training, especially in a manufacturing setting, is helpful is because of busy production schedules. So we know that a lot of organizations are dealing with busy production schedules, tight deadlines, and it doesn't always allow us to pull all of our leaders off the floor for a day or a half day session. Even a couple of hours can be difficult. With microlearning, to be able to pull someone away for, you know, half an hour or maybe an hour and one or two leaders at a time instead of a whole bunch of people at a time is much more feasible and much more practical. And so that's one of the benefits of microlearning, that we can pull people away for smaller bits of time, which ensures that production keeps running and we don't fall behind. So we're getting the training, or we're giving our training to our leaders that they need to be successful while making sure that production stays running and stays smooth. So I want to share a couple of tips with you for microlearning. If you want to try it in your own organization, there's three steps I'm going to share. The first one is identify the topics within the session you're planning to deliver. So you've got this session you are going to deliver. Maybe it's a half day session, maybe it's a full day session, but it's a fair bit there. And you think to yourself, I want this to be more microlearning. Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to break it up into smaller chunks. So you got to identify what those chunks are. Are we going to take that full day and break it into 8 separate topics? Is it 6 separate topics? Whatever it might be, take the time to decide where are my starting and ending points for each topic. Then you're going to go ahead and create a separate training session for each one of those topics. So each one of those separate courses or topics might be a 1 hour course, for example. And third, you want to make sure that you include how each topic connects to the bigger picture. So even though we've created all of these separate courses, we want to make sure that the participants are going to feel sort of the connective tissue between each one of those courses. If every course feels disparate and completely separate and doesn't really fit into the bigger picture, the leader's not going to get much out of it. They're not going to find it very useful. So even though we're pulling it out, we're separating it, we're breaking it into more digestible chunks, you want to make sure that there's always this continuous thread that the learner can understand how this topic or that topic fits into the bigger picture. That's just a start. There's lots more to talk about when it comes to microlearning. And so what I would recommend if you're interested in learning more is check out our blog post at uniquedevelopment.com. That's all about microlearning for manufacturing training. Once you've done that and you're still interested in learning more, we'd love to have a conversation with you about your organization's training needs. And you can find us at uniquedevelopment.com.